we've been lucky enough to receive two different grants from the Arkansas Arts Council. So that's huge for us. And one of those grants goes for an arts and education program we call Dramatic Book Club. It is a program for preschoolers, and we had it just over here at the Fayetteville Public Library the other day, and we're holding them in Rogers Pre-K Centers, the Rogers Public Library, Springdale Public Library, Fayetteville Public Library, and Bentonville Public Library. And basically, it's a 30-minute program where our Dramatic Book Club director, Marie Buchan, comes and plays inside of a book. And so we invite the kids to get to get in it. And we actually invite them to be kinesthetic with their interaction with the book. And at the libraries where we have parents or caregivers, they come and they play with the kids. And they're on the floor. And the kids are interacting. That's really, really cool.
They play in a book.
Well, we invite them to use their imaginations. So one thing that Marie does is that she asks them to climb inside the book and be a part of it, and she leads them on a journey. And it's really, really neat. So we're really excited about the program. We're hoping that it, as an emergent literacy program, provides an area where kids like to be a part of the book, not just be listeners, but to be active. And we send home play cards with them, little cardstock cards that describe the book. It's a different book each month. And we're at the sites twice a month, each site twice a month. So we send the play cards home with them. One side's English, one side is Spanish, because we know we have English language learners out there. And we invite the parents and caregivers to interact at home and talk about the books too. So
you mentioned preschoolers. What are the age ranges of the kids that participate in Trike Theater?
Trike Theater is, I think, pretty unique in that we have classes or programs from ages 4 through 18. So we are Northwest Arkansas's professional theater for youth, and so youth is our focus. That's it. That's who we work with.
And what are some of the classes you have going on? It's the fall season, so I'm sure there's some.
It is the fall season. We just started this week. We have one called Story Drama, which is the younger pre-K set. Then Treasure Trunk Theater, which was K through 2 yesterday, and they were running around, and they were creating the story as well as listening to some folklore yesterday. We have an improv class today. So we have 3rd through 6th improv, and we have 7th through 12th grade improv.
Help me out. If 3rd grade is about 8-year-old, 8, 9,
yeah,
10-year-olds
eight,
in that, what's an improv class like for 8, 9, 10-year-olds?
Jason Sewell is one of our teaching artists. He's fantastic and has does improv in his own right. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that he will start them with some basic kind of improv games. And I think he'll probably help those 3rd through 6th graders do what all of our classes do, which is work on cooperation, concentration, imagination. And with improv, it's helpful to get the kids to break out of whatever they think drama or theater classes might be, because you don't know what's going to happen. There is no script. So I think that he'll probably start them kind of basic games, and then I think he'll probably have them just build as a team. A lot of what we do in our summer camps also is team building, and we encourage our students to interact as a team and to make choices as a team. So I'm sure he'll be doing quite a bit of that. We also have a musical theater class on Tuesdays. So we had 3rd through 6th, and then we're going to have 7th through 12th as well.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Fort Smith.
Did you have an opportunity for young acting experiences?
You know, it's funny because my mom is a theater kid, and she would take us to Tulsa and Little Rock. If 540 had been here, we would have come to Fayetteville. Mm. And we came to Fayetteville a little bit, but we also went to Memphis. Any theater, symphony, opera opportunity we had, my family would go, and we were intentional about it. But at our grant opportunity recently, we're in this expansion arts grant program through the Arkansas Arts Council, and the Young Actors Guild is a program in Fort Smith that has that too. And so I got to meet them, and I just thought, oh, I'm so envious.
Was there a particular show you saw when you were a young person that really stuck with you? That said,
such a great question. I loved Les Mis. It was pretty magical. I also as I grew up, I love Broadway, so I'm pretty much a big Broadway nerd. but as I was 18, I saw Rent, Lion King. We went to the symphony all the time, and Fort Smith, and Fort Smith Symphony is wonderful. And so there was always an opportunity for music.
That enthusiasm that you had from your parents, mm-hmm. that's part of what Trike wants to do, is because not every young person who comes through a Trike experience will end up involved in the arts.
Right.
But perhaps an appreciator of the arts.
True. And truthfully, we are teaching life skills through drama skills. And so it's something that we have it's interesting. My evaluations from the summer are glowing. And one thing that parents and caregivers keep saying is confidence levels have risen. And so we have such a I think we had such a family atmosphere, and we have an inviting place where kids can feel like they're a part of something, but also that that they're confident and that they learn to cooperate or that they're part of a team. And as you know, living in this area, team sports are huge, and we love participating in sports, but we also know that not everybody falls into that. And so we hope they're an appreciator of the arts. We hope that these kids grow up, some of them, to do theater, but we also really want them to be confident, healthy, and interact on a team. Because in the workplace, you're going to work with people all the time.
So you're working with schools?
Well, we are in partnership with Eastside Elementary in Rogers. We're helping them enhance their curriculum through kinesthetic learning and through drama by using our teaching artists are in there assisting the teachers. We work closely with their faculty and staff.
And the idea there is that learning, if you get up, you move, and it's contained within the curriculum, within the subject, it really gets the brain stimulated more.
Right. And again, with the English language learners, seeing a vocabulary word and then maybe acting it out using a technique we call tableau, or a frozen picture of what what is a table? Be a table. What might go on a table? Then, words that you can learn. Also, main idea, story, main character, focal points of a story. What, not just in English, but you could do it science, social studies. And that's what Digging Up Arkansas really does with Arkansas history, too, is using signs, symbols to help people understand vocabulary.